The Pacific Railroad Bill was complicated to an almost incomprehensible degree. It had to be substantially changed 2 years later, and still was the basis for innumerable lawsuits over the next two decades, and eventually the creation of the populist and the progressive parties. But its basic outline was what Judah wanted. It called for the creation of a corporation, the Union Pacific, the name being a nice touch in 1862, that would build west from the Missouri River, while the Central Pacific would build east from Sacramento. Both roads would have a right-of-way of 200 feet on both sides of the road over public lands and would be given 5 alternate sections, square miles, on each side per mile, or 6,400 acres per mile. Far from costing the government anything, the granting of land meant that the alternate sections retained by the government would increase enormously in value as the railroads progressed and finally joined. The railroad corporations would receive financial aid in the form of government bonds at $16,000 per mile for flat land, $32,000 for foothills, and $48,000 per mile for mountainous terrain after they had built 40 miles approved by government commissioners. They would also get land for stations, machine shops, sidings, and other necessary structures, as well as whatever they needed in the way of earth, stone, timber, and other available materials for construction. The corporations could get advance money in the form of 6% government bonds. This was a loan, not a gift. The Central Pacific was required to complete 50 miles within 2 years and 50 miles each year thereafter, and the entire road was to be completed by July 1, 1876, under pain of forfeiture. That was by no means all of it, but it was enough for Judah to flash the first word to his Sacramento colleagues by the newly established telegraph. "We have drawn the elephant. Now let us see if we can harness him."